Hi everyone, this is Michael Sparks here, and this is the AMSL dealer training call for our team, and today is Monday, March 28, 2016. I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. Tonight we're going to have an open call night, answering questions or just having a discussion, what people think, and see just how things go with that. But first up, I want to talk about a recent thing of never giving up on a dealer or never giving up on an account. I've had two dealers in the last couple of weeks, very long-time dealers. One of the dealers was one of the first that I ever signed up back in 2000. Seems to have gotten rejuvenated in his business. I think he even dropped off for a time and has re-upped his business. He's now posting stuff on Facebook with his AMSOIL and all that other stuff. So that's a good sign, you know, and I think never giving up, never just canceling people out or burning bridges, if you want to call it. Some dealers have life changes that happen. I've experienced dealers on our team that have had deaths in their spouses, family. They've been laid off. They've gotten rehired. They've been laid off again. They've been rehired. They've had other problems in life. At times, you know, some dealers have problems with drugs and alcohol, what have you, and they turn that around and decide to get their businesses going. So never give up on a dealer. Another one of my dealers lost his spouse a couple years ago and then lost his job and then found somebody new and got a new job, which took away from his business. And then recently lost his job again and is going to give AMSOIL a serious look to go full-time with the business. So just never know when people come around. And it can be frustrating because you see month after month a dealer doesn't seem to be doing much with their business. But just keep in mind that we all have life issues, and it's the business is here for a reason. And paying that $30 a year, as long as they maintain that, a good dealer in good status, they always have that opportunity to work at it as they can. So moral of the story, don't give up. You never know what kind of life circumstance happens over the years. So tonight I've got open call. Does anybody have anything they want to discuss, anything at all? I'd be glad to entertain. Please keep it positive, and don't ask me any too hard questions.
Michael, this is Jonathan.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah, yes, sir. Hey, just a quick reminder. Notice from the dealer zone that the new AMSOIL U online is going to be not free after noon on April the 1st. And just if you don't have T1 done, get it done now while it's free, and then it'll only be $19.99 a year thereafter.
Just well, I think the T1 not going to be free. I think the T1 is going to be free, but all the other stuff is going to be. The T2 through T4 is going to be a cost to that. So the T1, I think
it'll be cheaper if you get it done now.
Exactly. Yeah. And don't forget, AMSOIL's going to have a webinar on that here very shortly on the
This
Thursday night, exactly. So
yeah, 6 o'clock. Good point. And we need to talk about that later.
Okay. Definitely.
So you and I are going to be together Thursday night. There you go. All right.
There you
Great
go.
Call.
Okay.
I'm going to mute myself and listen a while.
Okay. Thanks for that, Jonathan. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about?
Michael, this is Mark in Houston.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Okay. I got a couple questions. I'm great. So I tried to do the T3 or T4, and it's not there, so I guess I haven't missed anything on that yet. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. T1 and T2 are available. They haven't added anything else after T2 yet, so you're okay. In the right place.
Okay. And what about the teleconference or the webinar at the end of the month? I'm not exactly sure how you get on that.
You have to register in the dealer zone. There should be links under that when you look into the dealer zone. You should be able to register for it.
Okay, I did that and downloaded something that allows me to get on. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, there's a little plug-in for the system that they use that you have to, you got to have that on your computer, and then at the right time, you should. Did you get an email with the registration link?
I'm not sure where that did.
Oh, okay. You should have got an email that you can click on the link, and it will then take you to the right place at the right time.
Okay. Well, I've got a link on my phone, so maybe that's it, and I just don't know what it is.
Yeah. You got just click on that thing on your phone. You should be good to go.
Michael, is that a video webinar, or is that just telephone only?
It's going to be video. You should be able, with their system, you should be able to call it in as well if you need to. If you don't have speakers on your computer or you're in your car driving and you just want to listen in, there should be a call-in link for that as well.
Okay, because, well, my internet connection is too slow. It'd be buffering all the time. So I'm listening in by phone. That's the reason I was wondering.
There you go. Yeah, you'll have to listen in by phone on that one. So.
All right.
Good deal. Anybody else have anything?
Michael, I got a couple things I just jotted down. This is Derek, being from Regina here.
Okay.
The things I would say for a new dealer or a new Focus dealer, I was having this discussion a little bit with another AMSOL friend earlier today, but would be write an actual plan. So many of us just kind of put our heads down and start working, and to actually have a plan. And focus on an area of effort, you know, like where you're going to target, because there's such a broad area, and you could just shotgun hit it and really not have anything that sticks, or you could focus in really tightly, and then educate. Find the area you're going to be focusing on, and make sure you can get as much knowledge on that as possible to know your customer base, know what your competition is, and then action. Get out there and start doing it. Practice, which probably practice what you're going to do before you're out there. And then the last thing that I find, I kind of wax and wane in this, is find someone that can be a buddy to kind of help keep you in check and make sure you're keeping that action going. You know, so, and have someone else that you just check in with regular, and says, well, how did you do on your AMSOL this week or this month? And it's like, okay, you know, to kind of help push you to work a little harder at it.
Yeah, it's always good to have somebody to check in with that you're working with, and your sponsor would be a good one on that. Obviously, if you've got an upline direct jobber, you know, send them your goals. David and Carol Bell always did their goal sheet, and then recommended to send a copy of that to your to them, to your sponsor, to your DJ, and then send one to your RSM. I don't think enough dealers are correctly using their RSMs, and of course their field sales guys. Those guys can help keep you on track as well, especially if they know you're working in a particular area. They're going to have suggestions. They can maybe if they come across items or ideas to send your way. That's another thing too. So your RSM is just not there to complain to whenever you got a complaint from the company or something like that. Your RSM is really should be your first place to help you build your business, to get help from AMSOIL Inc. With ideas and stuff like that. So I think that's a good one, Derek. Yeah.
Thanks.
And I've thought about seriously having like a separate, you know, maybe a thing where we all say, okay, I'm going to join this, and we're going to take like maybe a six weeks or something like that, every 6 weeks. Hey, Jonathan, if you want to unmute yourself, that's great. Star 6, that would work.
I got it.
So anyhow, I was talking along, and if you could get, you know, some of those guys as PCs, they're going to get the dealer magazine. They're going to find out what other products we have. And then the next level, you know, teach them to order the products themselves. And you know, like I was saying earlier, if they pay that $100 order, make one of those guys a PC for free, you're going to get your $10 back. And they're going to get to continue to be educated about AMSOIL products. Not only it's going to help them, but it's going to help you because they're going to know about more products and whatnot. So that's one thing I thought about.
Absolutely.
And then the second thing I thought about, if you can get one of those guys that is in the club, we used to have it. We don't have it anymore. We used to have a nonprofit sponsorship program where you could register a nonprofit as an AMSL dealer, and everything they ordered and stuff through that club would then, the profits would then go to the club. Well, they can still do that. We don't have that program anymore, so don't go asking about it. But any dealer that works with a club like this, and a lot of these clubs out there are nonprofit, and they're ministries, and they're trying to help some kind of this one here is an outreach. It's called the Real Man of God, so they're doing outreach to faith based. But there's all kinds of like motorcycle clubs, and they give toys for tots or what have you. They're donating their time and effort for different things. If one of the guys could become a dealer, then you could say any products that go through that guy, his commission check, he can write that as a donation to the club. And you can still set this thing up even though it's not technically a nonprofit. If everything that he gets as a commission, he writes off as his donation to the club, and everybody that buys the products through him, that's going to further that club. It's going to help everybody, and it's going to give that club more money as opposed to just the sponsorship thing. So I think that's a good way. And you got to find, obviously, somebody that's in the club. A lot of times it's going to be a president or some kind of officer that's interested in taking that on. Then you could also help them out and say, look, if you guys sponsor, we'll help you and give you some catalogs to give out all the guys. That's going to help get that word out. We're going to put a link on this Real Man of God. They've got a website. So that link on there would be their link. So people that know that they're sponsored, they're going to get a direct monetary commission to help their club out. So that program, while it's not technically a nonprofit program, you could help that club be more successful and have more money for whatever they're doing by helping one of those people become a dealer, and then they can continue to do that that ministry that way. And if you got any questions about that, I'd be glad to explain it further if I wasn't very clear. But I think that would be something, Jonathan, you could do to
absolutely
help that club
and,
out.
I did speak to the club president today about that, and it was actually very well received. He liked the idea, so he's taking it up to the board. He's got to get approval and find a contact person. But absolutely, there's all kinds of creative ways of getting the word out and taking advantage of the system that we do have.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was a
Thanks,
good one.
Michael.
And, yeah, you're welcome. *6 for anybody else that has a question, a comment. I want to talk about it. Just hit *6 on your phone or unmute yourself if you've got a smartphone. If you've got a, you can just hit the mute button. It will unmute you. Anybody else have any comments or questions? Speak up. *6. What does everybody think about the new products that are coming out? Has anybody had any luck with the ATV, UTV oil or the dirt bike oils? Let me know.
Air tool oil has been a great door opener.
Okay. How are you doing that?
Okay, I already have a number of retail shops, auto repair shops that are using AMSL, so go in there and see some of their mechanics and say, hey, try some, here you go, thanks for your business, and here's some AMSL air tool oil. Let me know how it works out for you. And they're appreciative. It's already worked one shop. I've already picked up more business just because, it's just, they're just thankful. You care enough about them to, a mechanic appreciates his tools, and if you help him take care of his tools, he likes that.
Excellent. And, I want to kind of go and talk a little bit about your customers and accounts. I don't know how many people go and look at their reports or what their accounts are ordering and that type of thing. I recently had one of my dealers on my team who has not been very active in the past. He has ordered $40,000 in AMSOIL products in the last 12 months and went from basically no activity to ordering $40,000. He did two orders of over $11,000 a couple of months ago. It's pretty interesting. But so I call up, and it turns out he owns a fleet of trucks, FedEx trucks. He owns a fleet of FedEx delivery trucks, and just wanted to thank him for his business. He's not an active AMSOIL dealer like building an AMSOIL business, but he's getting the products. He's getting the discount. He's getting the 10% discount. He's getting the maximum commission on those products, so he's reducing his cost. And just thanked him for his business. So I've got a lot of dealers, actually, that own other businesses, that do other things. They might not be actively building their business, like, you know, sponsoring and all that other stuff. But check your reports and, you know, send them or call them or ask them if there's anything you can do to help them out. Be that person that if they do ever have a problem, they're going to call you up and, you know, thank them for their business. So that's another thing is to monitor your reports in your dealer zone for your customers that are ordering. And even if you don't have the premium dealer zone, you can still pull up your personal customer order report. I think that goes back 6 months. So you can go in there and find out what those customers have ordered. You can pull up every single one of your customers that have and everything they've ordered for the last 6 months. Alicia and I, we pull that up once a week, and Alicia sends them out a thank you card to every one of our accounts once a week that have placed orders. And we're getting some decent-sized orders now in the spring, some farmers that are ordering. I just had a $10,000 order from one of my farm accounts. I had a $900 order from one of my motorcycle shops today, as a matter of fact. So things are picking up, folks, and people are learning about AMSOIL products. They're happy with them. This company is, before we got on the call tonight, Mark was talking about how since Dean and Alan have taken over as the co-presidents, that we're going more mainstream, and mainstream is meaning that they're really working hard to get the name out there. We're doing advertising, doing sponsoring, and Monster Jam. I've talked about that on the call before. They now started the advertising program where they're going to be on TV and radio in three markets they're starting out with. That's going to be Columbus, Charlotte, North Carolina, and San Bernardino, California. So those three markets, they're getting saturated by TV and radio ads. People there that are not using AMSOIL products are going to be finding or learning about them, and they're going to be Googling AMSOIL. So if you don't have dealers in those areas, think about getting dealers. If you don't have accounts in those areas, think about getting accounts in those areas. Just because you're in a different state doesn't mean you can't go on and get a customer or a dealer or an account in those locations. I'm going to do some stuff myself. I'm going to promote the dealer directory in those areas. I'm going to start a Google AdWords campaign to get your account signed up and show up on our directory. If you want to do the same thing, you're more than welcome to. I can put you in the right touch with the right people, and you can get yourself listed to maybe pick up some accounts where AMSOIL's doing a bulk of their advertising. And this is they're thinking about taking this nationwide. So it really is going mainstream. And, you know, as I talked before about the AMSOIL branding experience, the brand is stronger than it has ever been in the past, and the products are better than they have ever been in the past. So that's a win-win for dealers that are working at their business. So, enough for talking for me. One last question before we hang up here tonight.
Anybody sold any chain lube, motorcycle chain lube?
I haven't sold any myself. Have you?
Two shops have bought a case each.
And what's the report on it?
Well, I haven't really got a great report on it, but I have demonstrated it a little bit, and it seems better than heavy-duty metal protectors, so I think we got some.
Excellent. Well, like I said, products keep getting better. And we got more products than you can shake a stick at, you know. And like Derek was saying, find what you're passionate about. If you don't care about motorcycles and motorcycle chains, don't sell motorcycle chain lube. If you don't care about boats, don't sell boat oil. But if you love boats and you like boating and you like fishing, become an expert on that. It's wide open. If you like farms and farming, if you like diesels, you like going fast, you like whatever you're interested in, start there. because you're going to sell more of that, you're going to be more knowledgeable, and you're going to be more passionate about that than you would be if it's something you don't really care about. Just think about how you did in school. I sucked at a lot of subjects in school because I didn't really care about them. Guess what? I liked band pretty good, so I pretty much excelled at band, and you can see what I'm doing now. Made a life's work out of it. So find the products that you enjoy using yourself, products you enjoy selling, and then branch out from there. With that, everybody, I hope we hope this teleconference helps you in some way. If we can help you, just give us a call anytime. We'd be glad to help you out. And be sure to share this with your team. Visit the dealer training website. If you just go to www.lube-direct.com, and then that's our landing page. From there, you can click down and see we've only got four choices on there, which is my main AMSOIL dealer site, dealer training site, our directory listing, and then our AgRan site. So there's only four choices from there. Choose the AMSOIL dealer training site. Go there, and all of our calls are hosted. There's some training information, and we'd be glad for you to check that out. So with that, we can only succeed if you get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael. Good night.